Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Thomas Conley for you. Last time I saw Earl Thomas, we were in Brownwood, and my darling wife Charla and I went over to see him. He was working in a little club over in Brownwood, and the guys from KOXE Radio were over there, and we sat with them, and it was good to see all of those folks over there. And that was the last time I saw the great Earl Thomas Conley. He was already having some memory problems at that time, and then of course he was later diagnosed with I believe Alzheimer's and dementia, and that's what we lost him from. But man, what a great singer. If you never saw him back in the day, you really missed out on something. I saw him first back in 1986 or 87. He was headlining the San Antonio Rodeo, and just a great guy, just a super nice guy, but also just a wonderful entertainer in this country music business, and he really had it. Blake Shelton credits him as being his all-time favorite singer in country music, and you certainly can understand why. Earl Thomas Conley for you, the one called Fire and Smoke here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Hey, I want to invite you to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. We're open every day now. We're open every day from Tuesday through Sunday at 1701 South Bridge Street here in Brady. And we'd love to have you visit us. Had some great visitors in today. Had great visitors all week long this week, and it was good to have a chance to see some of those folks that came by to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and appreciate those folks that came by and spent some time. Had some folks on some Harleys that came in. I forget if it was yesterday or day before, but anyway, they were out on their Harleys checking out the great Texas hillside and country and that sort of thing, and journeyed to Brady and journeyed to come see us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. So it was certainly good to have them with us as well. Don't forget, the Malpas Brothers are coming back to the area. The Malpas Brothers will be working Llano at the Llano Country Opry coming up on July the 10th. They're going to be doing two shows. They're going to do a 2:30 show and also a 7:30 show, and that's going to be in Llano at the Lantex Theater. Tickets are already on sale for those performances. If you want to catch the Malpas Brothers, I know you'll be thoroughly entertained. You can get your tickets at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. And we have tickets to both of those shows. And then that's on Saturday, July the 10th. And then on July the 11th, we're going to be headed down to Seguin, Texas. They're going to be working with us down in Seguin. They'll be doing two shows in Seguin, a 2 o'clock in the afternoon show, and then also doing a 5 o'clock show, if I remember correctly, down in Seguin. And so if you don't get a chance to catch them in Llano, you can also catch the Malpas Brothers with us in Seguin that weekend. And just great entertainers in this business. If you haven't had a chance to catch their show, you need to, because they are so good and they'll be thoroughly entertain you. I promise you that much, without a doubt. Had a request for Glenn Campbell's Bonaparte's Retreat. This one going out to Helen tonight. She's listening to us, and we appreciate that very much. And she wanted to hear Glenn Campbell doing a great song called Bonaparte's Retreat on the Hits Radio Show.
Met the girl I love in a town way down in Dixie, beneath the stars up above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see, so I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the guitars played the Bonaparte's Retreat. Guitar! You go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the bagpipe played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Bagpipe!
Well, I met the girl. Girl I ever did see, so I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat. You go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while everybody played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Everybody. So I bought a ticket out there one way. I threw away my overalls and bought a three-piece suit. I'm gonna find a city bride to shake these farm boy blues. In the hills of Beverly, I found her. Big blue eyes and a mink coat wrapped around her. I used the only line I knew, but she could see right through that I was just a country boy in city boy shoes. She said, go back to your plow, boy. You don't belong in this town, boy. Hey, go back and mend your fences. Don't know what romance is. Go up back to your plow, boy. Go home and milk your cows, boy. You've had your fun and it's time to go back home. I found a phone. I put a quarter in and made a call back home to sweet Marie, my used to be, the gal I left behind. She said, I'm waiting here and I miss you, dear. And don't you think it's time to come back to your plow, boy? You don't belong in that town. And mend your fences, and I'll show you what romance is. Come back to your plow, boy. Come home and milk your cows, boy. Well, you've had your fun, and it's time to come back home. You've had your fun, and it's time to come back home.
Daryl McCall for you tonight. Always good to hear a Daryl McCall song. And I love that one. Farm Boy Blues for you here at KNEL from Daryl. I talked to Mona and Daryl, as a matter of fact, today. Always good to talk to them. They're getting ready to do some more work, do some more shows out there. And that's what we're excited about, getting people back out on the road working, performing country music, and getting the country music fans back out again. That is what it's all about, I'll guarantee you.
Sherry wine lights it all for up the knot. But I don't believe that God above made those city lights. For it's just a place for men to hide when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and cry behind those city lights. Lights that say forget her name in a different atmosphere. Lights that lure are nothing but a masquerade for tears.
Hey, Pam, how are you? How was your birthday? It was all right. Good. Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Can you say my three songs?
I'll do them for you tonight. I sure will be happy to. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. Couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. My shoes in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. As I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you're in tune with Tracy Pitcox, my good friend, on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin, and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love with thee. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust smile. Then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living on.
Good evening.
Can you play George Strait, any kind of good George Strait, for Mr. Elias Martinez, a.k.a. El Jefe?
I'll sure do it. Be happy to.
Appreciate you, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
A simple two-room cottage to a mansion on a hill. Now there's roses in the garden, but it's the coldest place in town. It took 15 years going up, but one night coming down. 15 years of heaven, oh, one short.
15 years going up and one night coming down. There's George Strait, written by our friend Peggy Foreman. What a great song that was by Mr. Strait, and off one of his early albums. Got the Hits radio program tonight. Play this for Zane tonight. Here's a little Merle Haggard for you.
Round. I can't let my troubles find me. I gotta keep your memory down. Can't let you drive me crazy. Can't let you win. I gotta drink up and be somebody again. I gotta put me back together. I gotta find me someone else. I'm gonna make you think I'm happy everywhere I go. I gotta keep my hurt inside me. I can't let it show. I gotta drink up and be somebody. I'll have another round. Let my troubles find me. I gotta keep your memory down. I can't let you drive me crazy. I can't let you win. I gotta drink up and be somebody again.
Tracy, I don't take much of your time, but I asked you a couple times before if you ever heard a phone call from God.
Yes.
Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. I used to play it a lot back in the day. I don't know what I did with my copy of it. I had it here for years and played it for years. But
well, I just started it, a brand new one, and I would love for people to hear it. I told somebody on the radio this season. They said they never heard of it before.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay, well, I wouldn't want you to play anything, you know, that... You know, it's not right to put on the air.
No, I used to play it. I used to play it all the time. It's like 30 minutes long. It's a long thing there. But I used to play it all the time. But I don't know what it. I don't know what happened to my copy of it.
Yeah. Well, if you like, if you can want to use it sometime, I'd be more than happy to bring it up there. If not, would that be okay too? You know, I don't want to take much time.
I'll keep looking for it and see if I can find it. Okay.
Well, I can bring that one up there to you.
Okay.
It's brand new.
Okay.
Yeah. If you'd like to play it, but that's up to you.
Yeah. Well, you can drop it by sometime, and I'll make a copy of it.
Okay. Right. I told Rudy he needs to hear it. Thank you. Y'all have a nice night.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hun, the phones are ringing. Would you get it for me, please? I'm trying to watch old Johnny. He just come on. What? Get it myself. Confound it, every time something like this comes up, it's always me, always me. I've got to be the one that answers the phone. Hello? Hello? Long distance? Yeah, this is me. Who's this? What? What do you mean, am I a Christian? I don't know. Who's a calling? Did you say heaven? What? Hello, Lord. Sir, I've been a Christian a long time. Yes, sir, I sure have. Sir, you hadn't heard from me in quite a while, so you just thought you'd better go ahead and call, huh? Well, Lord, I tell you, it was just last night, this same time last night, I was a-planning on talking to you. Yeah, it sure was. I was laying there watching that there old television, old Johnny Carson, you know, he was on the TV. I said to my wife, I said, "Hon, you know, as soon as old Johnny gets off the television, we ought to get on our knees and talk with the Lord." That's what we said. And I wish to goodness we'd have gone ahead and done it, but we didn't. But I tell you, Lord, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start doing better. I sure am. I'm going to say my prayers tonight, whether I need to or not. Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I go to church. Yes, sir. Every Sunday. I'm a faithful church member. Yes, sir. Sir. Did I go last Sunday? Yes, sir. I went last Sunday. I sure did. I went for morning preaching. Wonderful service. Sir. What did the preacher preach on? Well, you know how the preacher is, don't you? He preached on the platform. Sir. I understand. Yeah. He talks mostly about the Bible, you know. Sir. The subject. Lord, he referred to, and he took, he talked about, told, Matthew, no, you know, no, I don't believe it was Matthew, Lord. I believe it was Mark. No, I don't. I think it was Jude. No, that was a couple of months ago. Now, let's see now. And I remember, sir, Sunday night. No, Lord, I didn't make it Sunday night, Lord. Sir, a bonanza. Yes, sir. Well, sir, you know, Lord, I would have gone. You know, I was a planning on going. But I got to sitting around on Sunday afternoon thinking, you know. And I said to myself, I said, you know, the next day's Monday. And sir, yes, sir, it's been that way a long time, I reckon. But you know, I got to thinking I need my rest, you know. And it's a cotton picking hard anymore, Lord, to go to church on Sunday all day and Sunday night and then have to get up the next morning and hit the ball and stuff like that, and sir, Sunday before last. Well, Lord, you know, you just kind of picked on a couple of bad ones here, you know, and you're asking about the wrong ones, but you know, I work so hard all the week, you know, and last Sunday before last was such a pretty day and all and everything, and I didn't go to church, Lord. No, I tell you, I went out and sir. Oh, you know where I went, huh? Yes, sir. I caught 2 bass and 4 crappies. Yes, sir. What time did I get home that night? From fishing, you mean? Well, Lord, it was about 10:30 that night. Sir. Yes, sir, it's probably a lot later than if I'd gone on to church, Lord, but you see, fishing's different. It ain't different. Well, I couldn't have gone to church no way. My wife was a homesick, and somebody would have had to stay with her, Lord. Sir? Lord, yes, sir, Lord, I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, sir, Lord, I'm a good steward. Yes, sir, I sure am. You talk about stewards and all. You mean tithing and giving to the church and all? Yes, sir, yes, sir. I give to the church. I sure do. I give to the church every Sunday, sir. Yes, sir, every Sunday that I go. Oh, yes, we're growing in the church. We're growing by leaps and bounds. I tell you, it's just growing like crazy. And well, you know what? I'm a growing with them. I gave $58 to the church last year. I sure did. And after all, sir. Well, what do you mean you don't think I understand what stewardship means too good? Sir, 10% of everything that I own belongs to you. Well, yes, sir, Lord, I know about that, but I tell you, right now, you just kind of called it a bad time, you know. You just picked a bad time. We're in a recession down here, you know, and the thing's done turned into a depression for me, and I just can't give any more, Lord, than that right now. And sir, 10%. Well, I gave that money, you see, last year, and after all, that's a little over $1 a week, you know. Sir, how much did I make? You're talking about money still? Well, It was a little over $10,000. That don't tally out too good, does it, Lord? Well, now, Lord, I know that, but you know, as I told you before, and as soon as I get my motor paid for, you know, I just got the thing, you know, and do you know my wife? I thought you might. You know, Lord, she can just walk across the floor and fall on something, you know, and she did that, broke her lower plate. Lord, there's things to fix on top of things around here, and we'll never see daylight again, but if I do, I'll start giving my tithe. I sure will. Sir? Yes, sir, 10%. Yeah, Lord, but if I don't pay off this boat and this motor, you know, they'll come and get it, and then I won't have one. Sir, you think if I don't start paying my tithe, I ain't gonna need no boat and motor down there? Yes, sir, I clear enough, completely clear. It sure was. Sir? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I'm so glad you asked that. I take an active part in everything. Everything that goes on in the church, Lord, I'm right in the middle. Well, you know what? Every time somebody comes by here telling me there's things going on in the church that shouldn't be, well, I'm the first one to jump all over our preacher. I tell him just exactly what I think. I sure do. I take an active part, Lord, in everything. Sir? That ain't the way you do it, huh? Well, no, I tell you, that's just the way most of them do it. Sir? Oh, this is a person-to-person call just to me, huh? Yes, sir, I'll do better. Lord, I tell you, Lord, I tell you how I feel about that. You know, I figure going to Sunday school is just for the kids. You know, I just don't see much of need for us grown folks going on to Sunday school. So I don't do that. Lord, I just love to stay home and watch the television ministers, you know. I just love that Kathleen Koonsman, you know, and Oral Rogers down at the college. And I am simply crazy over Tex Humboldt down in Akron. He just wonderful. You know? But I tell you, Lord, as soon as they're all off, I mosey on over to preaching. I sure do. I like to go to morning worship. I sure do. Sir? Around my kids? Influence, you mean? Well, yes, sir. I'm a good Christian in front. Lord, never do we do anything in this cheer house or say anything that'd be wrong in front of our children. No, sir, not a word. I don't believe in it. Sir? What'd I say when I got my thumb caught in the linen closet? you heard about that? Well, I was a-standing there, Lord, you know, and all of a sudden, this your door come out from nowhere, and my thumb was in the way, and it hurt so bad, and it was awful, and I said, well, well, Lord, never mind what I said, but, sir, the praise. Yes, sir, I give the praise. Yes, sir, I sure do. I was a-reading the Bible the other day. I picked it up, and it said in Thessalonians to give the Lord the praise. It sure did, and but I tell you, Lord, it was just a little hard to find a place to give the praise when I got my thumb caught in the door. Yes, sir. Sir? No, sir. No, sir. I don't believe in it. No, sir. We don't gossip at all. Not a word. I think it's awful. Lord, I tell you, the things we say about our neighbors is all true. Yes, sir, every word of it. That's right. That's right. And when we tell them, you know, now that's to go no farther. You know, we don't want them running around the neighborhood talking about our neighbors. Lord, even if they ain't no good. That's right. Just between us, you know, just to go no further. Don't tell nobody else. you already heard about that, too, huh? Sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I love that preacher. He's a wonderful man. That's the preachingest dude I've ever seen. I love him. I sure do, sir. If he's such a wonderful preacher, then why don't I start doing more of what he says? Well, Lord, I thought I did pretty much all he says already. Sir, if I'm doing all he says, he must not say a whole lot, huh? Well, Lord, maybe you should have called him instead of me. Oh, well, that was just a thought anyway, Lord. Sir? Yes, sir. Now, I know that, Lord. Now, I know that. You're right. You sure are. This is one of the very few countries that we've got, Lord, that we can worship you with without violating those man-made laws. Yes, sir. And I, sir. Yes, sir. I realize you must love us dearly and giving your son to die on the cross for us and all. And I do appreciate it. I sure do. This phone call's meant a lot to me, sir. Oh, you got to go now? Well, now, Lord, I tell you, I appreciate you calling, but and since you reminded me and all, I'm going to start doing better. I think I need to, sir. You think I need to, too, huh? Well, I am. I'm going to rededicate my life right now, Lord. I sure am. I'm going to quit talking about my old neighbors, Lord, even if they ain't no good. And I'm going to start tithing my tithes, my 10%, and paying my debts, Lord. And I, yes, sir, I'm going to go to church on Sunday, Sunday morning, yeah, and morning worship preaching. Every time, Lord, they have church, Lord, I'm going to be there and take an active part. Yes, sir, the right kind. And I ain't taking nobody's word no more for what's going on in the church that shouldn't be. I'm going to be there, Lord, and find out what's going on for myself. Yes, sir, I sure, sir. Yes, sir, and pray for others just like they've been praying for me. Yes, sir, Lord. And now, Lord, now you know how dependable that I am. Yes, sir, and you can depend on me for doing that. Oh, okay, Lord, and I thank you so much for calling. Here, goodbye now, sir. Goodness alive, I never... Hello? Hello? Who's this? Well, this is the operator. Hon, you're just who I wanted to talk to. You know, I just got this chair telephone call on this line. I want you to check on your papers there, hon, and look for me for something. And I want you to see if this was a collect call. I'll hold up. Yes, that's me. Well, I thank you so much for looking, and it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay. You have a good day, okay? Goodbye now. Well, I've heard about the books before, but I sure didn't know he put all that stuff in it. What's that, dear? Who was it on the telephone? Never mind. You wouldn't believe me if I told you who it was. Never mind. I'm not even sure you know the feller. But I tell you one thing. The next time the phone rings, you can answer it, for you needed that a whole lot worse than what I did. What? Was it the wrong number? No, it wasn't the wrong number. Believe me, the man had my number. In fact, I think he's probably got a lot of people's number.
Old habits like you are hard to break. After nine, for Cheyenne. It's for Cheyenne.
Old habits like you are hard to break. Hank Jr., I'll do it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Smoking back some time ago. And I tried the hard stuff, but I had to let all that go. But the toughest thing I ever gave up was old habits like you are hard to break. I use lifesavers to help me get off cigarettes. But you know, or
evening, Bubba.
Doing just great.
Could you play George Strait, I Cross My Heart, and Dolly Parton, I'll Always Love You?
I'll try to get them both on for you. I'm kind of running out of time, but let me see what I can do for you, okay?
Thank you, Bubba.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I should stay,
Johnny Rees from Eli Martinez. We would like to hear George Strait, El Rey.
All right, let me see if I got time for that. I'm running out of time, but let me see if I've got time, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo sé bien que estoy afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, 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 llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar. Con dinero y sin dinero, hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar, rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar saber llegar. Con dinero y sin dinero, hago siempre lo que quiero, y mi palabra es la ley.
Well, we have run out of time. I'm not going to be able to get to any more requests tonight, and I apologize about that. Try to get as many on as we can for you. Got to do a gospel song for you before we get out of here, though. Here's Jay Cooker doing one called Now I Have Everything.
I had nothing but heartache and trouble. I was seeking and fame. I had nothing but doubts and confusion, and now I have everything. And I was making big plans for my future. I was living my whole life in vain. Then I prayed for life's only meaning, and now I have everything. And I have everything I need to make me happy. To show me the way, for he saved me and gave me life eternal, and now I have everything, and now I have everything.
We are all out of time, and once again, I apologize for not getting all the requests on tonight, but we'll try to do better next week here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Be sure and visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta, also.
to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and a played the part. Gone. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart.
That's all I've got.
You made me cry.
And yeah, I cried a lot.
I lost your love.
Honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.